Hello and welcome to LDS Woman's Book Review Podcast, episode 31. I'm Shanda, here with my friends
Sheila
and Hillary.
We're glad to have you join us for this episode. We're so excited. The countdown's on for the Whitney Awards. Woo-hoo! Just a month to go.
We are so excited.
Yes, I am very excited also.
We're just antsy. You can feel it, trying to figure out what you're going to wear, what books you're going to vote for, who you want to win.
Yes, yes. Just the excitement of meeting all, going to be with all of our author friends that we've become acquainted with the past few years.
And it's so exciting to actually know more than like two or three people that are going to be there this time around.
Yeah, we'll be able to recognize some people too, since we've had some of the authors on the podcast and we've gotten to know their faces and their names, reading their blogs and everything. So it's going to be, I'm going to feel a lot more
at home.
Smart. Smart. A little more, you know, intelligent, not like an idiot walking around. Who are you and what are you here for with my microphone? So we're going to actually have a place set up to podcast if we can find one. If not, we'll do the microphone thing again. But we're so excited to talk to people and find out what's coming this next year, because that's how we found out a lot of our inside information was talking to
last year. It was awesome.
They gave us some great tidbits here and there. So it was exciting.
Well, does anyone have any personal news? Anybody?
I'm in my last semester term of school, so I graduate in 9 weeks. Yeehaw!
In 9 weeks, yay.
That's very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Good for you.
Yay.
I don't really have anything other than my baby's just growing really fast.
I know. She's adorable. Curly red hair, you people. Beautiful. She's adorable.
Well, thank you very much. I love her.
She's beautiful.
She's sleeping through the night. Hey, there you go. That's my
That is good news.
She's been sleeping through the night for the last, I don't know, week and a half or so.
That is killer news.
She was sleeping before that for like 5 to 6 hours. But now she's actually sleeping 7 to 8 hours.
Oh, and so, that's like heaven.
It's really
that
nice.
That is good.
Nothing beats that.
But I'm
that.
So ready for her to eat in the morning. It's not even funny.
Please,
that's the only part
please.
That I... Yeah. The only part that's not so good is you wake up and you're like, wake up, are you hungry yet?
It's time.
Mommy needs you to eat.
You need to eat.
But anyway, that's anything for you, Sheila?
I just went twilighting Friday night.
Yes. And
you did.
Stood in line with thousands of people at the Riverton Walmart and was one of the first 50 people in line to get something autographed by Rochelle Lefevre. Is that how you say her name?
Oh, the chick plays Victoria.
Yes, and she was so sweet and beautiful, and it was exciting. It was so exciting. My DVD I ordered from Amazon.com. So
you didn't have it with you?
No, I didn't have it yet.
But you got the soundtrack.
But I bought the soundtrack from Twilight, and she signed that. But she was so nice, and it was so much fun. They fed us all sorts of food and drink. And yes, hello, Hillary.
Yes, do what my husband said.
What did he say?
He said that he read somewhere or heard on KSL or something that this is the largest pre-ordered DVD like in history of Walmart,
Was
that what it was?
It was this Walmart.
It was this Walmart. Okay.
Didn't they say they had 45,000 copies and they expected them all to go?
I mean, you should have seen. I mean, there was probably I don't know how many thousands of people that were there.
You know what?
On
I
Friday
can
night,
I can wait for a user to go for sale on Amazon.
Though.
That's what I'm waiting for.
You know what, you guys? There's or just an energy that was there. That's just fun
it's
with
fun.
All these.
Oh, I'm sure it was fun. Don't tell me. Did people dress up?
There were a lot of people that did. I didn't. I just
they
had
probably
on
wore
my,
their t-shirts.
I just had my
t-shirts.
On.
Fine, dressing up. Is
I had my t-shirt.
A bit much for me.
I saw you way in the back in that picture.
Yeah, I was on the TV news too. I guess.
Really?
Apparently, there was news crews there, like wandering around the whole night. And, and I had people that said, "I saw you on the news." It's like, "Oh, good.
Really? Oh, no, I didn't see.
I didn't
news,
see myself."
Do you know what? It didn't even occur to me to go to go pick up the movie. I mean, I liked it, but it's not one of those that I must have.
Well, you know, I wasn't planning on it.
Like they have this whole huge gift.
Oh,
that
I know
you can
it's expensive.
I want to own it.
Do you know what
I
though?
I want to watch it again.
I'm
My
holding
husband
on
wants to see it, but I can wait.
I'm waiting for like two and three. You know? Like, I was thinking even about either getting this one used and then waiting, like I did with Star Wars, just to buy the whole set.
But you know, what? I got a big great old price. You can always get the best price at Amazon.com because they lower their price. For the 2-disc special edition, $17.99.
That's not bad at all.
And the normal price at when I first pre-ordered it, it was $24.99, and then it went down.
To match,
it matches the lowest price wherever you can get it. So I thought, But so I wasn't planning on going, but a friend of mine called, guess what? And so, you know, let's go find out who's going to be coming. You know, everyone was hoping it was maybe Edward or something. Or
Rob course.
Patterson or Emmett or
no,
someone.
Instead, it was the girl that
but
you see
know
at the
what?
Very end of the movie, the last one.
But she'll be back.
Oh, she's great in that movie. But she was so sweet. She stayed there. From 11 o'clock, well, actually, she got there about 10:30, quarter to 11. She stayed till 2 o'clock in the morning signing people's things. And then she got on a flight and headed back to, headed to LA for a big function there the next day. But I thought, wow, talk about somebody that's not full of herself, that,
that's cool.
You know, well, that stayed there that long.
That's probably her first big movie gig though.
I don't think so. I think they've been doing all sorts of things.
No, you know what? No, I mean,
oh, you mean like for
Twilight
first
is it her could first be. Big movie.
It could
job.
Be. I don't know. I don't know that much
but
about
you know what?
Her,
to say that she's still pretty down to earth about the whole thing is pretty cool.
It really is because they've been doing so much with this, but that was my fun.
Oh, yeah, that is fun.
It was fun.
I loved it.
I saw that on your Twitter.
Oh, did you? Is that when you first... Yeah, I Twittered it and Facebooked it.
Yeah, yes. And I replied and I said, saw you.
Yep.
Yeah, Twitter is cool. If you guys haven't checked out Twitter, Twitter's
I love how
fun.
You guys both looked at
I
me.
I love to Twitter.
I was checking out.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm a Twitterer. Or what are we called? What are
Twitterer.
We?
Twitterer.
A Twitter.
Twitter-pated.
There we
Twitter-pated.
Go.
Twitter-pated.
We're Twitters. Yes.
You know, I need to get some more followers because all I have is you and my husband. I don't have very many friends. Hillary, you need to sign up so I feel
see,
popular.
See, there's a look again. There
just
it
so
is.
You can feel, I need to feel popular. You need to
I think you
popular.
Did send me an invitation,
I did.
Sheila.
I'll send
and
you
I
it
don't
again.
Think, send it to me again and I'll look
okay,
at it.
I will.
I just need to feel popular. It ain't about you.
I'll let you feel popular. I'll help you feel popular, Shanda. I'll do it. Okay. Just for you and
well,
Sheila.
Moving on.
Yes.
We have some book news. Okay. I found through Jeff's blog post on 6LDSWriters.com. His sister started a website called LDSBookCorner.com, and she talks about how, you know, how you only have a, what did they say, 18 seconds to sell a book to somebody?
Right, yes.
Well, you don't usually want to sit there and read the first chapter while you're in the book, or in the store, the bookstore. You usually want to, you know, usually flip through or whatever. Well, now you can read the first chapter before you even go to the bookstore and find out if it's a book that you're
that.
Interested in.
So she has it there on her website.
Yes, LDSBookCorner.com, and this is Jeff Savage's sister,
wow,
I believe, who set this up. And she has
very good.
Certain books. They're not a whole, you know, not every book, but there's nonfiction, fiction, romance, historical, there's action, mystery, all these different categories where you have some books available where you can read the first chapter and find out if it's a book you'd be willing to buy or that you're even interested in reading in the first place. And she's asking for suggestions also.
That's
and you,
good.
And you can also sign up for a mailing list where she'll send weekly excerpts or something like that in email. So I signed up.
I need to do that. I need to sign up because I am
very
intrigued.
You know what? I think that website could go places. And as far as our LDS fiction,
it would tie in
LDS
nicely.
Reading circle, that I think that she belongs right in our little group of
maybe we can
people.
Pull her here to podcast with us sometime.
Yeah,
she could tell
idea.
Us how she got into this.
If she's in Salt Lake.
Yeah, where? I don't know. I've never asked Jeff.
We'll have to ask Jeff.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I think I just thought that was a good resource for our listeners to know about.
Yes,
so go check out LDSBookCorner.com.
Will you have this listed on the site, on our website?
Yeah, I can
maybe get a link to it.
Okay. I can't remember her name, but I know that that's a resource that I would find useful.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm in a bookstore, it's usually because I know exactly what book I'm going for. I don't necessarily browse so much.
I browse very rarely for myself.
I don't even browse at the library. I put what I want on hold and go get it.
I do the
comes.
Same thing.
I just
I'm
don't
the same
have
way.
Time to browse at the library anymore.
I miss those way. Days when I had time.
Yeah,
to browse.
I remember that you told me once that was what you did.
I loved
you just
doing
walked
that.
Through the aisles and picked out what
picked
was
out what looked
to
good
you.
To me. That's before I went to school, and I think I only had 2 or 3 kids.
Yeah, I remember doing that when I was younger, but now with 4 kids, there's no way.
You don't
so.
Do it.
The hold shelf is, I know exactly.
Yep.
Hey, me and the hold shelf are good friends.
Yep.
I know exactly where
well,
to look.
Especially in our
for...
little branch of the library
oh, I know.
Out here, we don't have all the books or the room yet.
No.
So
eventually
we
will.
A lot of books from other nearby branches.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's why the hold function works really well.
But we are getting a new library here within the next year, I would say. Is there mm-hmm. they'll have it? It's going to
nice
be
and big.
Huge. I'm really excited about
well,
that.
Well, this area has grown so much since that little yeah. basement room. That
exactly
it
when
first
we first moved
with.
Out here. Yeah. You know,
so we're many. Pretty excited to actually yep. have their own, you know, library out here.
Yeah, this but. Will be fun.
Okay, on to recent reads. Who wants to start?
I will.
Okay.
Go for it. Because they're probably the same things that we've been reading.
Maybe. I thought instead of going through every little thing I've read, because I know that we've each been reading like crazy for the Whitney Award books, so I'll tell you what I've bought. How about
okay.
that?
There you go. That's good.
And here it is, Robison. I actually did buy them. Okay.
See the comment on episode 30 or 29.
Episode
29, I mean.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did buy Undercurrents. And oh, I'm telling you guys.
Tracy Hunter Abramson.
Fantastic. You have a new fan, Tracy.
Well, we all love her.
Big fan. In fact, I would have to say that our group has become a fan. I think that would be pretty safe to say.
Go Royal Target. Yeah. Go Royal Amen. Target. And and Freefall, too. Sorry, forgot that one.
Freefall was good also.
And then I bought Hearts in Hiding, Betsy Brannon Green. And I was tickled to buy that because apparently it's getting harder to find.
You know what I need? I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think I have my copy, but I'm not sure with all my books that I own. I need to double check.
I made sure to buy it because I'm just afraid it's going to – the same thing that happened with me with Ashling, that I'm just not going to be able to get it.
Okay, I'm making a note right now.
Buy Hearts in Hiding. And then I bought Royal Target, and I just trusted. I just went, I'd never, ever do this. So to say that I like Tracy Hunter Abramson is saying a lot because I blindly bought
to buy a book without reading it first.
And I never, ever do that. So I bought Royal Target, which I have a feeling we'll be talking about shortly. And I bought Lockdown. And
her brand new one.
I did, and I've already read it, and it was great. Because if you've read Freefall,
isn't that the one in the high school? Or yes, not the high school or college?
College. It's based on a college shooting that happens, and the main character was there, and she was one of the only survivors. And they bring in the Navy SEALs, you know, our pals from Freefall, and it's Tristan. I don't know if you remember him, but I liked him from Freefall, and I thought he was adorable, so I was excited to see him. In fact, that was kind of what sold me, was that he was the main character. I went, oh, it's Tristan, I liked him, you know, kind of a thing. And just how they get, and I won't deny the fact that I liked Royal Target more, but I liked this because it's a standalone.
And you don't regret buying Lockdown?
And I don't regret it. And I'm not taking it back kind of a thing. I'll keep it because I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it enough that I'm good.
Good. You know,
it was a really good book. So
I had a couple more. Bye.
Yep.
Lockdown and then Royal Target.
I did another impulsive. I love tax returns. Can I just say that? I mean, you can say what you want,
why I have what we're recording on right now.
Yes.
MacBook Pro.
And I bought books. I got this.
Yes, I should have bought books.
Incredibly awesome book.
I bought a MacBook.
Okay, that doesn't quite count.
It does.
It's a title.
Well, it's a title. Still a book.
It's a title. Right. It's not a book.
Continue.
Anyway, I bought this really awesome book, and I did it, like I said, I saw it in the Siegel book catalog, and they had it for like 30% off. And I went, what the heck? For $7? You know, because it was the same time that Please Pass the Scriptures was on sale for like $3.99 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I went, I can spend, you know, $12. Brady's not even going to notice, you know, but kind of a thing. And he didn't. So it's called Do What Is Right. It's by Douglas and Laurie Wilcox. And when I first saw the cover, I went, 52 Fun Motivators for LDS Families. I went, okay, it's another family home evening idea book. I have like 15 of those. Plus a humongo box, probably the size of this table, which this table is larger than a box would be, but it's pretty big. I was exaggerating. So anyway, full of stuff my mom did for Christmas for us one year. It's just ginormous. There's no way I'll ever get through all those lessons. So I'm pretty well stocked. So I instead read the back. I went, wait a second. This isn't a family home evening book. What is this book about? It's cool. Can I just tell you?
And it's called Do What Is
Right. Do What Is Right. It's fun motivators for LDS families. And what it is, and I think you can see how much I dog-eared this thing.
You have.
It's like dog-eared. And my husband and I even read through it and going, oh, we want to do this. Oh, that's a great idea. That looks like fun.
Well, give us some examples.
I will give you some examples. For example. Okay, let me find one I dog-eared that I liked. Hold on, maybe this one with the bookmark. No. I had that. Oh, I wasn't done yet. That's why. Okay. Oh. I'm like, wait, I'm not done. Okay, I'll just pick one randomly. Okay, not that one. I want one that you haven't heard. Okay, I'll do this one. This is an activity called Merry-Go-Round. It's an activity that helps your family merrily participate in. And this is the suggested applications. Scripture study, family home evening, chores, homework, musical instrument practice, and service.
That's quite a big, broad.
Yeah, it's pretty broad, huh?
Thing. I like
and each
that,
chapter starts out that way where it gives you how you can apply it, different things like that.
The same thing.
And what, like this one, for example, it can be difficult to keep children focused on one task for an extended period of time. This activity will keep kids engaged for hours without making them get too burned out. I'm like, what? How?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay.
I want to know.
Select several activities such as piano practice, cleanup, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Then have your children switch from one activity to another every 5 or 10 minutes. How many activities and how much time you have. Your kids spend on each activity will depend on how much time you have, how much you need to get done, and how long your children's attention span is. So
he goes, they talk about how you prepare for it and look to little lines. So it's not like you need to go buy anything or anything like that. And then it goes through the details of how different suggestions on how to do it. Like this one, they use a buzzer, and then they do it like they're going in a merry-go-round. So it's like they're going in a circle. So they switch. So if it's like chores, I remember now that I'm thinking about it. It's like, okay, the buzzer goes off. So everybody go to your right. And they go take over from whatever kid was to the right. Turns. So they are washing the table. Okay, you stop washing the table right where you're at. And next kid picks up where you left off. You know, something like that. And it's adorable. And like saving for the savior, teaching children the importance of finances, saving money, paying tithing, saving for a mission, and work and responsibility. I mean, the name game. And this is one way to do it. Personalizing counsel received in gospel settings like general conference, sacrament meeting, firesides, things like that. Just fun, really cool ideas that are simple, don't require a lot of effort. But
do you have to buy things?
Not really. You pretty much have all this stuff on hand. It's in what little there is. Like the Captain Moroni Club, there are no purchases unless you don't have a Book of Mormon. And you can copy this club requirement out of the book. And it's just great. I loved it. And I am so glad I spent the $728. I think is what it was on it. So
that's squared. I'm going to get that one.
It's awesome. You guys, it's not
did you find your pen?
I mean,
did. I'm over here looking through my whole purse for my pen.
At one point I was sitting here looking at you, Hill, and she snatched the pen right out of my hand. Sorry.
And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's worth spending $10.95 on it.
One more time.
Wilcox, Doug and Laurie Wilcox. And he's written a couple of books. And this looks like Artistry by Bagley, if I'm not mistaken, on the cover.
Do you have a picture of who wrote it? Because that name sounds really familiar.
Yeah, he does. He's like an Education Week and stuff.
Okay, because that name sounds really familiar.
No picture.
No, there's no picture. And it doesn't say anything about Education Week, but I know he's been there.
Huh.
They went to BYU.
I didn't. So.
But yeah.
Not that I don't like BYU.
Yeah, whatever. Just kidding. And then I read, let's see, what else did I read? I read Lemon Tarts, which,
Lemon Tart?
What did I say? Chart? I say tarts. Oh, tarts. Sorry, tart. There. Anyway, adorable. One of my favorite non-romance books.
Honest opinion?
Honest opinion.
Woohoo! That's pretty good.
That would be, I think I even gave it 5 stars on Goodreads, and there's like maybe 3 books I've given 5 stars to.
Way to go, Josie. Oh, speaking of Josie, I told you guys earlier.
Awesome.
She
news.
Hit number one on, was it Mystery or something like that on the Deseret Book
which is
list.
So worthy of it. Absolutely.
In general, yes. And then number 12, like in the history of sales. And there are so many nonfiction books up there that to see her fiction book up there is quite an accomplishment.
Like, you
so,
rock, Josie.
And it is fantastic.
Happy for you.
I adored the main character.
If that doesn't
adored
tell you
her.
How good this book is, I don't know what will.
Yeah, and if you haven't read it yet, what are you waiting
and
for?
And you know what? It's so funny.
It's so good.
When I read it, and I know you guys have both read it, right. So now we can share all the secrets or whatever. But
well, not too many.
Not too many. Yeah. But I loved that the main character was in her 50s, that she wasn't 21, 22, you know, like the typical. And I'm like, I want to be like her.
That she had a sweet tooth and she was trying to watch her figure.
And she was cute, like she dressed trendy and she wasn't afraid to, you know, she wasn't grandma-y in her 50s.
No,
it's like,
no.
I really liked that. And then she's feisty and takes out that. Okay, I gave away like a major part and I'm really sorry, people, but it was like my favorite part of the whole book.
Let's just say the end.
Is fantastic.
It is wonderful.
Like
it's
that's
funny. It's funny and intense at the same time. And someone comes along that you don't expect.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it,
yes.
It's just I loved that.
The whole
I
book is full that. Of unexpecteds. That's
yep.
what I love
and
about
And you know
the
what
book.
The best thing is it's so unassuming. Like she's just washing dishes at her kitchen sink. I mean,
making applesauce.
And then comes a couple of
and then it all begins.
She's like,
they tell her to stay out and she just can't do it. And I loved it and I am buying it. And there was even a hint of a tiny bit of a romance. And I thought that was sweet because it was a hint. It wasn't like, here you go. Romance kind of thing. It was like, oh, that would be cute. You know, kind of a start for them. They were adorable. So
and
I really liked
look
it.
Forward to what could. Come.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does. But you know, and yeah. we know from talking to Josie that nothing really happens in the second book. But
right.
They call and stuff, but nothing really.
It's the third book where things could possibly happen.
Could possibly, and I can't wait to meet her son in what book 4 or something.
Yeah.
We're talking what 4 years from now, maybe 3-4 years before we get
we're
to that
looking
point.
Forward I'm to looking it, forward and to we it. Haven't even got that far.
You know, and even for Hillary, someone who doesn't care for series, I could see you following.
I would very likely because I adored Sadie.
as a character. I've enjoyed characters from other books, but not enough to really follow them. The closest one would be for me would probably be the Work in the Glory series. I just really liked some of the characters in the family, but there, it got to be a point where there were just so many. I was like, are you kidding me? And I couldn't keep everyone's trait. And I was like, forget it.
Especially with the distance between books being published.
Yeah. And I just, I lost interest very quickly. And I do that with books. If it's just going to be drawn out forever.
Short book attention span.
I have short book attention span. Oh my word. I totally do.
I love it.
So I think she has great potential with this one.
It's wonderful when you can actually eagerly await what happens to a character. Where you're looking forward to see, like, oh, I want to see more of Sadie.
I want to see her.
Yes, the character agree. You want to see where she goes next because you actually care about her.
Yeah,
I mean, but care about a character is something completely different.
You know, and that's just it right there. I envisioned her. I saw myself at 54 years old as Sadie, and I went, "Oh my word, that's what I want to be like." I really did. I just went, "Wow," and I'm like, "Well, it's still a little ways off, but really, it's not that far. It's only 15 years. Oh my goodness. Okay, sorry, wait.
Let's move on.
Let's not talk about that. It's more like 20. But anyway, okay. So I read that one, adored it, like I said. I started knowing what we... Oh, High Country, Jenny Hansen's new book.
I just picked it up from the library.
Really?
Really good.
It was almost... I felt like Jenny was... Not that she hasn't been gone, but she had been working in this other series for a while, the Bracelet series. And it didn't interest me as much, so I kind of was like, oh, well, if I get time, maybe this summer or something like that, I'll read the whole series. This was fantastic. It was really good. That's what I was going to say. My Jenny's back. But I really liked it and enjoyed it. Excellent, Jenny Hansen.
What about that one?
Seeking Persephone. I liked it. I finished it today. It's in a Whitney Award nominee.
That's the one I have to still read.
Yes, in the romance category. And I had a hard time. Shannon and I were talking about this earlier. It's just the first 135 pages. You're kind of going, something needs to happen.
You're like, oh, come on, just kiss her,
just do something. You know, get the what's the word I want? The
show on the road.
Show on the road. Get the blood burning.
Yes,
something.
I just read a book like that.
Kind of like, come on, and then it's like, wham, hit 100 pages, whatever.
That was my wham,
and it was like, whoa, and all of a sudden the book came on fire.
Let's just say that
the first 100 pages were very dry, comparatively speaking. Like, I was just like, wow, this is like a different book. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. And at first you really don't like Adam, the main character. You're like, he is never going to warm up.
Yeah,
ever.
You're like, hey,
what's up with you, dude? You're like, lighten up, dude. And then he does, and it's like almost overnight.
She kind of, you know, grows on him and gets in there, weasels her way into his heart and stuff. It's kind of, but without even trying, she's just
And do you know what
herself,
this reminded me of? What? Of that one book you had me read that was a Beauty and the Beast. That's it. It reminded me of this, but better.
Yeah.
Better.
It was definitely different. In Seeking Persephone, the title is interesting because you're not sure what to expect anyway.
I actually asked, what's a Persephone? I had no idea. It had anything to do with the Greek gods because I really didn't do that. But
now girl. She's going to hand that book over to me.
I am handing it
as we speak. Read it.
Let's see. And then I read Taking Chances.
By Shannon Guyman.
And I really liked it.
I highly recommend that book.
It's a great book.
I do also. I've blogged
also
about it.
Also a Whitney Awards nominee.
It's a Whitney Award nominee. The romance is okay. It's a finalist. I liked the romance in Seeking Persephone a little bit better because it was just a little bit more.
It was focused mainly on romance.
But not to discredit Taking Chances by any stretch, is it brings on some big emotional issues.
That it deals with them in a nice,
well-rounded,
serious yet
healing way. That's the word.
It's a good progressive word for it. You know,
and you don't feel bogged down by it. Like you're not going, oh great.
Well, and there are other things going on. Just like in life, there are always other things going on that can lighten the mood up a little bit.
And the romance is actually what really lightened it up and made it was just fun.
It's true.
It was just a cute.
I like
fun thing,
Luke.
and I related.
Luke,
I think yes.
Yeah, I liked him.
And I related very well to the character because she was
a little bit like me.
Yeah, I just don't paint very well anyway. Unless
not
by numbers,
to get, you know, $500,000.
No, they don't do that for paint by numbers.
When
sorry.
I blogged about Taking Chances, I just said how it had just a great lesson of forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of people need to learn in their lives. And
well, I know when I talked about it previously, I had talked about how she wants her readers to walk away with a smile.
And it worked.
And it worked.
That's, yeah, it did. That's true.
What she did.
And it might be one I might have to buy. I haven't made up my mind 100% sure on that.
I will.
That and I probably will just because
I loved it.
Book. So, loved it. And then the last one I read was Bound on Earth. I think, is it Angela Hallstrom? I wrote down her last name.
Hallstrom. She's also a Whitney Award finalist.
Yeah, it was.
This is a more serious book. It's different. It has, let's be honest here. It's kind of a book for certain, if you like certain types of styles of writing.
Absolutely. It's
a very different style that we have read a lot of.
You know, it deals with a lot of different people, so it goes to the different characters about and talks about a very serious situation, someone who is dealing with
all kinds of situations. Depression was the bipolar disorder.
And just the familial issues that go along with that, and there really is no smooth, happy way to talk about the situations that they were talking about in that book.
But what was interesting when you compare the two, and I know they're not in the same category or anything like that, but you look at Taking Chances, which was a really serious mm-hmm. issue, a disturbingly serious issue if you really started thinking mm-hmm. about it, and comparing it to what happened in Bound on Earth. And one handled it in a way that you were just like, well, you've closed like the book and you were like, great.
It was a short amount.
It was not over 100 years or 50 years or whatever. I didn't feel bogged down at all by Taking Chances. And Bound on Earth.
There have been some good reviews. I mean, it made it as a finalist. I personally, because of personal reasons of things that have happened in my past, couldn't finish the book because it was too.
Hit too close to home. I just
brought up feelings I didn't want to experience. And frankly, who wants to read a book that brings up unhappy feelings?
Yeah, and that leaves you just feeling bummed. I don't read a book to get bummed.
Kind of like how you are with Unsung Lullaby.
I know, and I've apologized to Josie many times. Mm-hmm. Maybe there will be a time in my life when I finally can.
And who knows, maybe there will be a time when I can address the book Bound on Earth. But it hit a little too close to home for personal issues with me, so I couldn't finish it.
And mine was more of a writing style. And I did finish it, and I mean, it's interesting, but I just never felt like I really got to know anybody.
What kind of audience do you think that book would appeal to?
I would say like an older audience, like, someone in their, like, not busy with little ones kind of age.
Like empty nesters.
Empty nester. And the reason is because you need to devote a little bit of time to it, because I spent a lot of time flipping back and forth trying to remember who people were. And I have a hard time with that anyway. I never felt like I bonded mm-hmm. with any of the characters because they were just changing so often. And it wasn't like a chapter. That would have made a little bit. Yeah, that would have helped me a little
several
bit.
Several sections within chapters.
And instead it was like that. And sometimes it would only be a paragraph or two, and then it would flip to somebody else. And I'm just going,
Someone could sit down and read the whole book in one sitting, it would probably make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But with me, I had to read it
pieces at a time. Research into the human condition. People who are really interested
definitely.
In that kind of thing.
Definitely.
And usually I am, but like I said, it was just a little too close to home. Yeah,
so,
but you know, best of luck to you with the Whitney Awards. We'll see how it all comes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great Whitney Awards.
It's nominated in multiple categories,
so it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Because I mean, don't get us wrong; we didn't think it was horrible or anything. It's just a difficult, not difficult, but
it is a difficult subject. For
a difficult
some people.
Subject, but also a different writing style that was a little bit hard to adjust to for me anyway.
And not every book can appeal to the whole audience.
No, it can't.
Range of readers. But, give it a chance.
Give it a try.
It might be right up your alley.
It very well could be. So, and that's what I have read. And I'm in the process of reading a couple of good books that I had to put on hold because I had to read some of these nominees. So.
How about you, Sheila? You got a long list?
Mine, all I have been doing is reading the Whitney Award nominee books. That is all I've been doing. Some that we've already mentioned. I've read Bound on Earth, and I read Traitor by Sandra Gray.
I'm still reading that one.
Yeah, Traitor is... You know, it was really hard to get into at first because she goes into so much historical detail. I mean, for anyone that loves the World War II era, I mean, it's just, and you know, the whole thing with the Nazis.
Quite a bit of action at first.
There is,
the first, she starts out jumping out of a plane in the middle of the night into
there really
France.
Is. I mean, I can remember what page it was, about 117, I think was the page, that all of a sudden I went, wow, this is getting really good. Then I realized, oh, my book's due tomorrow and I couldn't renew it. So I went in, renewed it and got it the next day, which was amazing to me. And then I read it quite quickly after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a good story, and I liked the characters a lot more once I got into it.
At first, it was just a little...
But there's a reason.
Well, that's the thing with historical. Sometimes I just have a hard time getting into
exactly. historical. But you do. Yep. It's really good. But let me tell you, she leaves you with this big cliffhanger that you're just going, oh, it's like Sandra. But then you realize, well, this is her next book. Because the, you know, at the very end, you read this chapter and it's, you know, going into the next book.
Yeah. Well,
well, I think we know someone who's left us really still.
Oh, yeah. Like his initials are J.S.
We need to have a little chat.
Gripe about him.
Well, we're hopefully he'll listen and realize how much we are griping about him.
Exactly. I also read The Sound of Rain by Anita Stansfield.
That's the one that made me cry.
And you know, I was crying a lot through that book, but I loved it. And I think the reason why I really could relate to the characters because they're musical. Mm-hmm. You know, with how much music is a part of my life, and I get, you know, how they just all feel it, and it's just so much part of their soul. And I thought that's why I loved it.
The story is great. There were only two things that I had, two issues I had with it, which are two things that there are a couple different authors that I have issues with this one. But the story itself is good, and it touched me, made me cry like three times. But there were also sections of the book where I thought it was over preachy. Just there was this one particular part where I thought it went a little bit too far into the preachiness of, you know, not necessarily like stand in front of church on a sermon, but just kind of a morality. Like
did it have to do with the two teenagers
there are sections where there's a whole lot more telling than showing. When I wish. There are just a few sections there where I wish you would have shown me. But there was a lot of showing in the book. But
Definitely.
Like, there were a couple parts where I think maybe she had a rough time, like, expressing it. So it kind of went into the telling part of it instead of the showing. And I really wanted to be shown.
Right.
But other than that, the story itself is great. The characters,
I
loved the characters.
And it's so different from what she's done before. Mm-hmm. That's what just really shocked me. It was just like, wow, she just really took a real different curve.
I will be reading Thunder probably. I want to see. Well,
this is the first book, and there's two more after.
Thunder's the next one, I think.
Well, the third one just fairly came out in the series. So I think there's three.
Which one is the isn't that Thunder? That's the second one.
Well, there's this. I don't know, but there's three. The third one I know just came out because there's a second book, and then there's a third one in this series, and it's more of a romance, and it gets a happier ending. Because someone said the first two are very angsty, but the third one is more happiness for the characters in the story.
Well, it's been a long time since I've read Anita Stansfield, but this is one series that I'll probably read.
I love it. All of it. I honestly really love it. But I also read Taking Chances by Shannon Guyman. I loved Do No Harm by Greg Luke.
Oh, that book is fantastic.
I could not put that one down. That was one of those books. I was just glued to my book.
It's only his second book.
It's incredible.
He does a great job.
He does a great job just, you know, creating.
It was fantastic. One of the best books I've read this year.
Suspense is wonderful.
I can see you read Free Fall also.
I read Free Fall and Royal Target by Tracy Hunter.
And how did you feel about the two of those?
Have you read comparing the two?
Have you read Royal Target, Shanda?
Yes, I have.
Oh, great. We can talk about it.
Yes, I have read Royal Target, and I thought it's my favorite of her so far.
I love Royal Target. It's my favorite.
I really think Royal Target is my actual favorite.
I happen to love it too.
So Lockdown I don't know. Is great. I still have to read Lockdown, but Royal Target was so much better than I thought. In fact, my review on Goodreads, I said, you know, she takes a somewhat unrealistic situation.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
In another country, it is so ridiculous. Prince and the prince happens to be investigating.
I know. I mean, seriously,
happens to be. I know. I thought it was great.
But she presents it in such a way that
you forget.
The romantic part of you comes at you, and it's totally believable. I mean,
it is. It's a good storyline too.
Who hasn't wondered what it would be like to be part of modern day royalty and meet a prince who's as nice as he was?
The thing that I love about Tracy's writing. It's hard to explain, but it's just so easy to read her writing.
It is.
It flows.
It does flow.
I never feel stilted when I'm reading her writing. I don't ever feel like there are blocks along the way.
And the characters aren't annoying.
No.
Sometimes,
they're endearing.
Even the annoying characters aren't annoying. You know?
No, they're not.
And I really liked how, I don't know, I guess I just really liked how she was so capable of taking care of things, even in an evening dress. Yes, Hillary.
I'm sorry, I have to say this. It's so weird because Royal Target, as we've all agreed, is really out there. But what's weird is I felt like it was more realistic than Free Fall. To me, it was. I don't know why, because Free Fall is a more realistic.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's because free fall took place in such a serious thing.
Maybe that's it.
And then, but I, Royal Target, I don't know why it's in the category it's in, because personally,
it's a
I,
romance.
It's
a romance.
I think it should be in romance.
Because it's 100% romance.
It's not 100%.
Okay, it's 70% romance. Okay, 60-40, that's tops.
But you know, the thing is, but the action library, is good.
The action.
I found it in the romance section mm-hmm. at the library, because we were looking in the mystery mm-hmm. section. And then finally the librarian and I found it over in the romance
section.
The
action is good though. I mean,
oh, the action is great. Oh, yes, it is.
Like, I love the ending.
The garage, and
it
like
was
when
good.
The two
oh
of my them were gosh. On the car. Oh, yeah, working on the car. That was
yes.
good.
That okay. was, I love that, how okay. capable
we really
she is.
Like talked Royal Target to death. I know. So let's see what else.
Well, and then the other one I read was Fields of Home.
Rachel yeah. N. Noonish.
Yes. And you know what? It had a very, it was another one that has some very deep things that are going on in this story. I mean, a lot like Taking Chances, that type of deepness.
Is that in the general fiction category? I think
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is.
I think it
was.
I think it's one of the nominees.
But I really like the storyline, and I like the main character, the main characters, especially the husband of one of the main female character. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so worth a read. It really is. And it is very different from her book that was nominated last year.
Wasn't that the
The Independence Club.
Independence Club.
Yes, yeah. I like
totally
that
book. Different,
because here you have a woman who's married and you know, she has children. And so it's just a totally different story, not five women that
like meet together.
Yeah, it's totally different. Okay. And it was good to hear a you know, another story with a different voice that she's written. But she always does a good job.
I need to read that because I don't think
it.
I read any of the books in the general fiction category yet.
It was
so.
Good. I really okay. liked it. So, yep.
Anything else?
That's 8 books that I've read since we've last met, so I think that's plenty.
That is right, especially with as busy as we've been. I don't know, Hillary kicked all of our heinies off
because
she read a lot.
I bought, remember the B word?
That's right, she didn't read.
I did not read Undercurrents or Hearts in Hiding.
Okay,
I just bought them.
Okay, well, I'll go over my list really quick then. I mean, this is all we have to talk about, so I guess I don't have to do it really quick.
No, we don't. This is it.
But this is we don't really have anything else. No. So we're not talking about a specific book in general, you know. We're just kind of talking
we're
about
it. We're just Whitneying it, baby.
You betcha.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think they still have tickets left. So, hey, you guys, if any of you want to come to the Whitney Awards dinner.
$35 a ticket. And they're serving salmon or what is it? Like beef?
I don't remember. I just know I'm excited
salmon.
For the salmon.
Tenderloin. Something. I don't know.
Probably tenderloin tips
at,
or something.
It's not. You can go to WhitneyAwards.com, but if you don't buy the tickets there.
No, you go to the LDS Storymakers website.
LDS Storymakers.
And that's something else, just to put in a plug for them. They would love to have more people sign up for the conference. They're at a bigger venue this year, so they can, and the classes look fantastic.
Really?
I am
I'm
so excited.
Tempted.
I am just so excited.
I just
excited.
Can't wait for my baby that
I know,
long, for two
I
days
know.
In a row, and then
you know,
night.
I am thrilled that I was off track, so I'm able to go and, I mean, I've already kind of started writing out my agenda, which classes I'm going to attend.
Can you pick and choose, or do you just have to pay the same flat price, but you just can only go to
right.
a couple?
Right. Well, no.
I just want to go to maybe two or three of the classes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, maybe
you'd have
true.
To ask.
I just can't
exactly.
do it right now.
No, I don't know.
And
I
you
mean,
were
you could go with one day.
The classes, and I
Didn't
was,
they sound fantastic?
Yes. I couldn't wait.
Yes.
I mean, just simply to be able to appreciate a good book that I've read, even more than writing myself, although I have to tell you.
What?
You know how sometimes the story comes in your head and it doesn't leave?
Uh-oh.
It does that all the time to me.
Shanda's got one.
I got an idea.
Did you really?
Well, don't
tell anybody what it is.
Don't.
Oh, I'm not. But it's something that just, like, I've been thinking about.
That's cool. Start writing it down. Start mapping it out.
Just write it. I mean, especially like when you're nursing or something. Just start keeping a little notebook next to you when you're nursing.
Yeah, I need to because... I wish they had, I think I need to just wear one around my neck because I need my hands free and I don't really have pockets all the time.
Right.
And so I need a notebook that I can just, you know, wear around my neck that I don't have to worry about, that I can just write ideas in. Because I never have anything around me when I get these ideas. It's like I'm driving down the road and I get these ideas. And
that's where you have a little recorder.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, but where do I stick my voice recorder? Unless I wear it around around my neck as a necklace because...
My phone has a recorder on it. Isn't that the craziest
mine
thing?
Mine does too.
Mine
does. Yeah.
I'll just call myself and leave a voicemail.
There you go.
There
Why
you
not?
Go.
No, you could. Seriously, you really could.
You know what? I might if I get desperate. But no, this is one of those ideas where you think about things and you're worried about forgetting them, but they
right.
don't. But they're not forget. I'm not forgetting them.
Okay, what category would this be in?
It would probably be in... Suspense.
Really?
Ooh.
That sounds good.
You got my attention
probably,
right now.
It would definitely be in suspense.
Really?
I don't know. Let's just say it has to do with a mom and a married woman having to deal with a scary situation and her husband
may or may not be involved.
Yep, I think it will be great.
That sounds incredible. So I can't wait to read it.
Well, you know what all of the authors keep saying is that the best writers are those that have read the most. Because the more you read, the more you know
what's effective and what
exactly
isn't.
And what you like to read and what and so, and then you're more able to pull a book together and start writing.
Well, I know when I was in junior high and high school, when I used to get the idea of writing a romance, I was reading those little Harlequin romance, the nice ones, not the steamy,
not the trashy ones. Yeah,
although I read a couple of those, but
who hasn't? We won't go there.
Anyway, so it got to the point where I read so many of them that I actually felt like I could write.
Well, they all follow the same plot after a while.
Exactly, especially.
I swear all they do is change the names in the city they live in.
You know,
and their profession.
And their profession, yeah.
Well, we kind of got distracted. I didn't even get to talk. I didn't even start talking about the books I've read recently. So
knock us out, sister.
I don't want to be too distracted because the juices are flowing again now just because I brought it up. It worries me because that means that's probably going to have to come. And now I understand what people say when they have a story that just needs to come out.
Yes.
I don't have the tools to bring it out. It's just in there, like, simmering right now. But anyway, I actually started reading Fablehaven. I read the first Fablehaven. And, you know, actually, after a certain point, I really started getting into it. At first, I don't know if it's because I've read so much YA lately in the last year or so or what. Or maybe it's all the hype I was just waiting for. You know, I've heard how good these are.
Well, they are.
Sometimes you set something on too high of a pedestal. And I know with you, Hillary, sometimes I'm like, don't put it up too high. Don't put it up too high.
Like with Lemon Tarts, you both going crazy. I'm like, this better be a good book or I'm going to kill these two because I dropped everything to read this book.
But you weren't disappointed.
But you know what? I read it in less than a day. Yep. So you know what? Totally worth it.
You know, it was a good, I want my daughter to read. I think she'd like it, except for there's some parts that are a little bit scary.
There are.
The witch.
But you know what? They're not any scarier if your kids have read, for the kids that have read Harry Potter.
Which mine haven't.
Which, you know, with my daughter, she, you know, it wasn't scary to her at all because, you know, with all the Harry Potter stuff
But see, my kids haven't read Harry Potter.
Exactly. And you know what? Fablehaven books, the thing that I have found with Brandon Mull, he just keeps getting better and better.
I mean,
and
it was
better.
I don't want to make it sound like it was horrible because it wasn't. It just wasn't. I mean, I was reading and it was good writing and the story was good.
But he gives
it was a lot of setup. And I guess you just have to get past that.
I was just
going to
say that. There is a great amount of setup to, you know, at the very beginning.
Well, and Seth was just driving me up the wall. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, disobedient boys
have
been like the big part of my life, you know, dealing with my husband being out of town and my son just, he's so cute. I love him. But
he's a boy.
He has to throw at everything.
He's
and he has
boy.
To jump off of everything. I mean,
he's a boy.
He's not even two. I'm worried about it. And he also jumps off the couch and lands on his knees. Like, he's going to break his leg.
No, throwing, hitting, jumping, kicking.
I guess I was just like, you know, why don't boys listen? So anyway,
boy.
That was just a little bit annoying to me, but it's okay. It's okay. It's integral to the story.
What? I'm very lucky because my boy still likes to cuddle.
You know what? He's going to turn into a little boy any day.
He has his softy. We call it Linus.
That's okay.
It's
Riley
his blanket.
Loves to cuddle with
he doesn't jump off of anything. He cries over his sister beating him up. And he'll come to me when he has an owie.
You know what? You might be one of the lucky ones.
I doubt it. He's going to turn into a boy one of these days.
You know what? It hit about 18 months for me.
He's 20.
So maybe you're one of the lucky ones who's go crazy. But
Sheila's over there shaking her head.
I'm not shaking my head.
He's not a redhead. What can I say?
Well, my son
that's
isn't.
True, he's not.
But you know what? I've taught enough little boys from ages of 3 to 8 that I know most little boys will act
expect.
Like little boys.
Not me. I have 3 girls, and so I don't.
They're a different species.
It's a new thing for me.
I love them. I absolutely love them. I love my son to pieces.
I've decided that God decided he's sick of trying to teach me patience. He's going to force it on me now because having my son going through this phase, which I know it's a phase and I still love him so much and he still is really cute and he can be so sweet and really, he does so
giggle.
Much better when I'm patient with him. When I'm impatient with him is when he gets worse. So when I'm patient with him, it does really good. And then having, sending Aislinn to come when she did, having 2 under 2,
oh, definitely.
He is forcing patience on me. It is. He's saying you're done. You're learning this whether you like it or not, and it's working because I actually did really good while my husband was gone.
That's good, and that was a long week, wasn't it?
It wasn't as long as I expected. So it was good. It was just basically taking, you know, getting to breakfast, getting to lunch, getting to nap time, getting to dinner, getting to bed. I mean, we just focused on each little thing. So,
instead of taking it day by day, she was taking it hour by hour, yep. minute by minute.
Chunk by chunk.
Yep. That's it. The way you break. That's how you eat. What did they say? That's how you eat a whale?
Elephant.
Oh, elephant. I thought it was a whale.
Well, elephant. It's all the same.
But anyway, moving on. I also read Royal Target. Loved it. I was going to try and get through Chris Stewart's The Great and Terrible series before we voted.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do
it. How many books? Aren't there like seven?
And number seven is what's nominated.
Do you know what's
so
funny?
I just can't. I will read it. I'm not going to be. I have
do to. Do it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Left Behind series a little bit.
It kind of does. Well, the one I read, The Brothers.
I hope there's not 13 books, though.
Well, I hope not. But it starts in the pre-existence. And I know that, you know, he says in the beginning that certain physical things need to be talked about to be able to be. To tell a good story and everything. And I have to disagree with his wide use of physical things. I don't know what the premortal existence was like. Nobody does, really.
No.
But it wasn't just that there were a lot of physical things there. It just didn't, I don't know.
Didn't gel
for me, but I want to keep reading because the rest of the ones look interesting. And so, you know how you have to get through the first ones to get to the, what you
get
know,
to the rest of them
to get to the better parts or whatever. And I'm just interested to see where he's going to take it.
Am I in the right book that's really the one like about that. The end of time, like the end of days?
I don't know. It's just
the last
great
days
and
kind of a thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the one. I think I read book one or goes, two of them or maybe both of them. I don't remember.
I totally forgot. I wanted to talk about this book, The Happiest Mommy Ever by Alice Furness. I hope that's how you say her name.
Looks like the
illustrations are by Julie Olson. Really cute drawings. The cover's really cute.
It looks like a scrapbook cover. It's cute.
It does, doesn't it?
Gerber Daisy or whatever that is.
I think it's Gerber.
And it's about this mommy and her little boy who are making cookies. And he asks her, it says, I love my mommy. And he... they're at the grocery store, they're buying some stuff, and he says, sometimes we make cookies together, and while they're making these cookies, he asks her, Mommy, what is the happiest you've ever been? And she goes through some different things in her life that have made her happy, and, you know, through different things, and he asks her again if that's the happiest she was that she had ever been.
Right, had ever been.
And she
been.
Talked
I
about her
that.
The next thing that made her the next happiest, and then there's another thing, and she builds up to when she was her actual happiest.
Right.
And it's just a really sweet book. The sentences are short. You know, they have a part where one day we went to the temple and we were married and all of our friends and family were there. I was so happy. And it has a little drawing of them in front of what looks like the Manti.
Or Logan Temple.
And, you know, they keep making their cookies. And it's just really cute, the different steps of her life that have made her happiest, And then she ends with what makes her happiest. And this is a really cute book. Check it out. I'm sure Deseret Book
and darling.
Siegel.
It is really cute.
I like it.
And it's called The Happiest Mommy Ever.
Good message.
It is.
Cute Alice pictures Furness. And cute illustrations. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think it would be one that your kids would want to keep reading over and over again just because of the way it's written.
Yes. And then you can spark a conversation about when you were the happiest and when they were the happiest so far in their life because they have a lot of things that make them happy. But just, you know, it's not often we get children's books sent to us for review, and I was really happy to get this one.
I love
one.
This.
It's
really
darling.
Nice.
It's really cute.
My last thing that I wanted to talk about is not a Whitney Award nominee or finalist, but I'm hoping it will be for next year. Because the other book I read, because I had 2 days left to take it to the library, and I was going to be on hold forever.
We work well under pressure.
Yes, no kidding.
I went to ldspublisher.blogspot.com and near the beginning of the year, and I wrote down some of the ones that interested me, and I put them on hold because I wanted to get an earlier start on reading them. And this one came in. It was brand new. I'm pretty sure I was the first one to read it because I, you know, it's a paperback, but you know how when you open them, they kind of have that first stiffness and
it's
stuff.
So exciting.
It is exciting.
It's a previously engaged by Elodia Strain, and I loved it.
Okay, genre
it was so
is
cute. Romance.
So it's a good romance.
Previously engaged?
Yes, it's so cute.
Would I like it?
Yes. If you liked Taking Chances, you'll like this one.
Okay.
I liked it anyway. And Elodia Strain is so funny. I mean, she's just so clever. She writes it in first person.
I like first person.
Oh, that's
I'm
so
a big
hard
fan
to
of first
write,
person.
Though, so that's good.
She writes things like, you know, and such and such and such and such, but I guess I shouldn't say stuff like that. I'll totally go back and edit it later. And then she keeps going. And then, you know, she's talking to you like as her, as she's like, as she's writing the story, but it's, but that's, you get cute, swept into the story, and then there'll be like this little side note. And, there was a lot of, and after that I did this, this, and this, but really I only did this. Okay. Honestly, I did this. And there was a lot of that. And at some point it felt a little redundant. Like it was like, okay, that's happened a lot, but it wasn't enough to make me not like the book as much. You know, it was just one of those things like, okay, got that. It's entertaining. It's very entertaining. But after a while, you're like, okay, that's like 10 times in the last chapter that you've said, like, that. So, stop. But it wasn't bad. It just kind of, you know, she only have so much she can do that way with making it sound like that. But she's really funny. There's this one part. Okay. I'm totally buying this book. Okay. I'm adding this to my absolutely have to buy list. But she talks about, she's at the ocean and she's going to see this guy she likes, and she's at the beach and they're taking, he's taking pictures with his agent, who just also happens to be drop dead gorgeous. And he's known her for years, and and the family all thinks that she's perfect for him and everything. And so this girl says something, and then she talks about how she, what she does to her.
Right.
And then afterwards she says, at least that's in my fantasy, that's what I did. But really, I just, you know, and it was so, it made me laugh. It was so entertaining. I can't say enough about it. I really liked it. She has another one called Icing on the Cake that came out before
this.
Does
it have to do anything with the characters?
I don't know. I've never read it.
I'm just,
I didn't even know she had that book. I started reading this one first, but I don't think that they're related, at least not directly. You don't have to read one to read the other. Uh-huh. At least I didn't notice anything. I'll have to go back and read Icing on the Cake. Jenny Hansen had good things to say about Icing on the Cake. There were a lot of good reviews on Goodreads. I didn't read any bad ones, just good ones for Previously Engaged by Elodia Strain. So that was another one that I'm supposed to be reading Whitney Finalists, but I just had to read that one before I took it back to the library. And once I got started, I put it down, but the whole time after I put it down, I was looking forward to the next time I could pick it up. When you have four kids, you have to put books down. Oh, even if you can't put them down, you have to.
Do you know what?
Down.
I had Seeking Persephone in my purse, and I have a big purse, though, but for the last week. And every chance I got, I pulled it out. And up until today, I'd only gotten 150 pages into it, and it took me a week.
Oh, and you're
going, and not because I didn't want to read it, but because I just did not have time. Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that, you know, it's one of those books that you're like, okay, is it silent reading time? Because I need to get this book out. It was so entertaining and so enjoyable. And so I highly recommend that. And of course, you
sounds
know,
good.
I haven't made it as far into Trader as you have. So I don't really have anything to say about that. And we already talked about LDSBookCorner.com. Don't forget that we are on Facebook. And
yes.
I don't have a lot of things to put up there necessarily, but I do add things like we're editing this podcast right now, or this is one, what we're going to do. So we do have updates. Go sign up to be a fan and you'll get those updates.
Well, and also we need to put some of our pictures up there. That might be amusing and entertaining to have some.
Oh, especially from the Whitney Awards and stuff.
Yeah, because we need to get those.
Yeah, we need to get some photos. I just have to figure out how to work Facebook. I'm new at it.
It's easy to upload. Just normal.
For once, we must have a pause, a moment of silence. I know something that Shanda doesn't.
Oh, whatever.
Shanda is like Miss Technology. When I need to know something about technology, I call her.
It's only because I've asked my husband.
Well, now I know, Facebook, but you guys changed it.
They did change their Facebook page.
I know, and it's even harder for me to get around. And as hard as it was before, just trying to learn everything, now it's all different. And so it's okay.
I'm okay with it. You know, I'm all right with it too. Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much, but it's not that much different.
Don't forget to go become a fan at LDS Women's Please Book Review.
Please be our fan. We like you.
Facebook. And also, don't forget, you can reach us at Shanda or Sheila or Hillary at LDSWomen'sBookReview.com. If you have any feedback or questions or suggestions, you can also leave comments on the website at LDSWomen'sBookReview.com. And you can join the mailing list if you're not on our mailing list. I haven't sent out an email in a while, but I will be since Whitney's are coming up.
Right.
And you can join our mailing list by signing into the website in the lower left side of the website, the main front page. Is there anything else that you feel like we need to talk about?
Just come and join me at my blog, too, if you get bored.
Yes. Go ahead, plug it, Sheila.
I love it. Well, hey, I've updated it four times this month, you know?
Well, and I actually linked to it on the front page.
I noticed. It's just, why not? Because I said so, blogspot.com. So, and I have been talking a lot about the books I've been reading for the Whitney Award nominees, but
And when I get my website up and running that will have nothing to do with books, I'm going to get a plug too.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's right. Nothing to do with books at all.
It won't have a single thing to do with books.
Thanks again for joining us for episode 31. Thanks. So glad you did. And we'll see you next time.
Buenos noches.